Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Auburn community will celebrate the lives of Rod and Paula Bramblett later today. A memorial service is scheduled for 2 p.m. at the Auburn Arena. We will carry that service live on the Alabama News Network Facebook page. 10 airmen with the 187th Fighter Wing are recovering this morning after Montgomery Fire and Rescue crews responded to a hazardous materials incident Wednesday. Authorities say they were exposed to hydrazine. They were taken to the hospital and are expected to be okay. And Governor Kay Ivey signed legislation Wednesday that will bring statues of Rosa Parks and Helen Keller to the Alabama State Capitol grounds. This legislation creates a Women's Tribute Statue Commission to fund, commission, and place these statues on the Capitol grounds. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad, running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Breaking is silence.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
The special counsel explains why he cannot clear the president.
Relentless weather continues to batter a large portion of the country.
Rainfall causing a devastating flood in the Arkansas River
has reached its highest level in recorded history.
The White House demanding that the USS John McCain, the warship, be out of sight during the president's visit to Japan, not for any military reason. They didn't want the president to see the USS John McCain.
Out of Louisiana, lawmakers there have just passed a strict ban on abortion as early as 6 weeks.
The House Democratic leaders are feeling new pressure to start the impeachment process.
Nepalese officials say the images of huge Everest crowds don't capture the whole picture. They are now considering more restrictions.
The host of Jeopardy says his doctors tell him that his stage 4 pancreatic cancer is in, quote, near remission.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. thumbs up there. As you see a police officer, give him a big thumbs up. A couple of things here. Number one, first time callers can get their name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. They've got the roaster chicken on sale for $5. Normally $7.99. That's $3 off. That's a big savings. And get the Yukon potatoes with that. I get like a half thing. It is really, really good. I mean, I got three meals. Two people, one meal, then two additional meals out of it.
That's a great price. Great value.
That is a great value.
You are a value player.
I am a value. I'm not cheap. I'm a value player. I am going to drop by there this afternoon to find out. They had the prime bone-in ribeyes on the menu, but they did not get any shipment of them, and I didn't have time to check on that, but I will definitely check on that by tomorrow. Also, Wagyu Farms, our good friend Andy Tipton, will be out at East Chase Saturday from 7 to 12. Need to go by and say hi to him. Also, check out his product. His Wagyu steak is absolutely spectacular. You can also sign up. We're going to do a drawing on Monday. Right, John? Yep. We're going to do a drawing on Monday for a free steak we're going to give away. We're going to give a steak away a week. But you have to go out to Wagyu, the stands out at East Chase, and sign up and get your name in for the drawing for that. Really looking forward to that. Then we'll do the drawing on Monday here in the Dan Morris Show. Okay. Oh, man, we had a lot of stuff going on here. Alex Trebek cancer. This is a story. I took this off of NBC Nightly News. It was the last story of the night. Listen in.
We're back now with that encouraging health update from Alex Trebek. The news from doctors that the Jeopardy host says is kind of mind-boggling. Here's Joe Fryer.
For the man who wants answers in the form of a question.
What is a metal kettle? That rhymes.
This is a positive response. Jeopardy host Alex Trebek updated People magazine on his aggressive treatment for pancreatic cancer. It's kind of mind-boggling, Trebek says. The doctors said they hadn't seen this kind of positive result in their memory. Some of the tumors have already shrunk by more than 50%. He adds that according to doctors, he's in near remission. Trebek announced his diagnosis in March.
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
The five-year survival rate for stage 4 pancreatic cancer is less than 3%. The 78-year-old has continued to work while undergoing chemo.
Thank you for your continuing messages of encouragement and support.
He tells People, I've got a couple million people out there who have expressed their good thoughts. I told the doctors this has to be more than just the chemo. For Trebek, that support is part of the answer. Joe Fryer, NBC News.
Now, that was the last story that was on NBC Nightly News last night. As you guys know, I am a cancer survivor. I am a big believer in prayer. I believe that's what pulled me through. I was doing the Caring Bridge, and I was writing for it almost every single day. And people were reading that and praying for me literally all over the world.
Yeah, and I covered this story last night because, you know, my life's been touched by cancer as well. Not quite as personally. I didn't have cancer. But I've seen it up close and personal. And so to see him pulling through with all that love, prayer, support is amazing. Because I was reading the article, a 9% survival rate for that type of cancer, pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, and what happens is pancreatic cancer is one that you don't detect early, and the early detection is everything in it. But when you read about his story, some of these tumors have shrunk by 50%.
It's amazing.
And surgery is not an option because it has a problem. If you go in and do surgery and you get some errant cells that are loose, they just go and lock on and they just spread all over your body. So they stopped that. Pancreatic was next to the head and neck facility at MD Anderson. So I got to get to know some of these people because we would go to the same parking lot and you'd see each other. And when they're doing their treatment, I was doing mine. So it'd be the same people, just we'd be at different parts of the building. Very, very serious cancer. I've known several pancreatic cancer people and none of them have survived.
Well, and I've recognized last night, and I think you'd agree with this, you know, we could have all the great stories in the world, whether it's Trump, you know, sticking it to the Democrats when the Democrats deserve it, or, hey, maybe we had the best meal ever, the most pleasurable meal, you know, foie gras and wagyu ribeye, and, you know, you're eating, you know, caviar and have a great bottle of wine and whiskey, which we all like and love. But I have to say, stories like this with Mr. Trebek, probably the best thing there is, Cohen.
It really, one thing you learn in cancer school is all about attitude. If your attitude is good, if you're determined to go beat this, my doctor, who also was head of head and neck, said, if you think you're going to win, you're probably going to win, because you have convinced your mind, has convinced your body to go fight this thing for the win,
yes.
Not for the tie, but for the win. And doctor would tell me that all the time. There's another great story that happened, and this is on my website. Chicago Cubs batters, you almost need to go to danmarsshow.com and see the actual footage of this. But he goes and he hits the ball, fouls the ball out, and hits a four-year-old little girl in the head, going what they believe to be 90 miles an hour. Listen to this story.
You're looking at Houston this morning, where last night a four-year-old girl was hit by a baseball at an Astros game. She was sitting close to the field outside of the area where there is protection, and the accident left the entire ballpark silent.
Excuse me, in Baltimore, moments after this foul ball, Chicago Cubs batter Albert Almora Jr. knew exactly what happened.
As soon as I hit it, the first person I locked eyes on was her.
Almora ripped a line drive into the stands during Wednesday night's Cubs-Astros game in Houston. The ball hit a four-year-old girl. Looking up in horror, a shaken Almora fell to his knees and began crying. His teammate and manager came over to console him.
Just praying, and yeah, I'm speechless. I'm at loss of words. Being a father of two boys.
In this photo, you can see the young girl in tears but alert, being held by a man believed to be her father. She was immediately taken to the hospital. Fans were visibly distraught, one woman covering her mouth in shock. After several minutes, Almora returned to bat.
I had to try to keep my composure during that at bat, but when that half inning was over, I just couldn't hold it anymore.
The Cubs outfielder went over to the stands to check on the girl and broke down again, crying in the arms of a security guard. He said he wants to reach out to the girl when she feels well enough.
God willing, I'll be able to have a relationship with this little girl for the rest of my life. But just prayers right now, and that's all I really can control.
Tragic situation there. We should point out at the top, we don't know the status of the girl.
Mm-hmm.
Early reports suggest she is going to be okay. And to give you an idea of the velocity of that baseball, it's estimated it was moving at more than 90 miles an hour at impact.
Well, just the fact that you could see her crying, as painful as that is, was a good sign that she was able to do that. Then the thing that strikes me about the story is how deeply he felt about what had happened. The fact that the security guard is comforting him.
Yeah.
It was such
you feel
a
for him.
Story.
I mean, you
yeah,
really,
you,
because you know,
do.
I mean, obviously he didn't mean that. And frankly, every time I watch foul balls in baseball games, I wonder why this doesn't happen more often, because they go at such incredible speeds, those balls.
Yeah, it's going to reopen the debate over how far that netting should extend.
It should go.
Now, I'm a big baseball fan, and I would take my boys to Atlanta Braves, and we'd always sit on the first baseline and about eight rows back, if we could afford those tickets. Tickets are a lot cheaper before Memorial Day than after Memorial Day, as I would remind my children. But most of the foul balls you'll have, because they'll be too much on the uptake, or you have a change of a pitch, and they'll pull off
they
to
pull
your
it.
Left.
Yeah.
And so pull over to the third baseline. And we would always, my boys and I would always have our gloves with us.
Right.
And I remember one time a foul ball came, and there was a dad sitting there watching the game, drinking his beer, and kind of really wasn't paying attention. Did not, your customary, what you're supposed to do is put the child to your right so you can get to the ball first before they can. And the child wasn't to his right, the child was to his left. And popped the child right in the chest.
Ooh.
And you know how you've had your air knocked out of you, right?
Oh, yeah. I've played baseball as a kid. I've been hit by them.
I know. I mean, so what happened is it knocked the air out of the little boy. And so I went over and laid him down and pulled his pants up to get him to breathe in. You learn that in football when you're crushed.
Oh, yeah.
And the kid went, that. But
it's the weirdest feeling.
It really is. It's because you're so powerless. that's out there. But you can go to danmorrisshow.com and look at that on the website. It was interesting. Here's a guy that you're going to hear some more about. His name is Aaron Mate. I had heard his name before, and people have told me that this is the guy that is doing his, the Tucker Carlson piece. This is the guy who is consulting with the Senate and House Judiciary Committee if Mueller was supposed to come back and do a interview of some type, do some type of testimony. And folks, just clearly understand what Bob Mueller did yesterday was he was trying to get out of testifying. That was the whole purpose, because he's got a lot of explaining to do, and he doesn't have a lot he can explain about. So I want you to listen to this guy, because this is a guy who is advising the House and the Senate staff members and members on things of Mueller. But listen to this. You're going to be talking about the evidence to back up Mueller that doesn't quite back it up.
The claim is that after 2 years of investigations, what does the evidence tell us? Aaron Mate has been covering this story very carefully. He's a contributing writer at The Nation magazine, and he joins us tonight. Aaron, thanks a lot for coming on. So, simple question. Does the evidence back up the claim that the Russian government substantially interfered in the 2016 presidential election?
Well, the evidence that exists might, but we haven't seen it yet. That's the key point. It's quite possible Yes. that what Mueller is saying is true, but we haven't seen evidence to establish that yet. Take the theft of the stolen emails. So Mueller has laid out in July 2018 a very detailed indictment of Russian military intelligence officers, as he mentioned today. But Yes. we don't know the source of the information that he's basing that indictment on. What I can say pretty definitively is that it does not come from the U.S. agency that would know best what the Russian military intelligence is up to, which is the NSA. Because for NSA information to be publicly released, it would have to be declassified by the president. And we know that that didn't happen here. So we don't know who Mueller is citing when he contends in a detailed indictment that the Russian military intelligence officers did this. Roger Stone's attorneys contend that it was CrowdStrike, and their, which is a DNC firm that first Right. accused Russia of the DNC hack. And Stone is trying to compel CrowdStrike's evidence through discovery right now. We'll see what happens there. It should be very interesting. But the bottom line here is that we don't know. And in fact, Mueller even acknowledges in his report that he doesn't know, because when he talks about the theft of, excuse me, of DNC emails, he talks about the Russians appear to have stolen the emails. He doesn't say the Russians stole the emails. He uses that qualifier up here. And he also doesn't rule out the fact
I'm sorry, may I stop right there? This is in, that one right over my head. In the Mueller report, you're saying he does not unequivocally claim that they did it. He says only they appear to have done it?
He's laying out a comprehensive timeline of what he says is the Russian effort to hack into the DNC
Right.
and to steal information, which, and information can mean different things, because not just the emails we're talking about. We're talking about research that was stolen, names of employees and so forth. But what we're really concerned about is the emails. And when Mueller is talking about the DNC emails themselves, he uses the qualifier. He says the GRU appears to have stolen
Yes.
the emails. Now, if Mueller knew for sure that they stole the emails, he would say they stole them. And he also doesn't rule out that those emails were physically transferred to WikiLeaks in the summer of 2016, which means he also does not know for sure how those emails made their way to WikiLeaks.
I went back and looked at it, and he's absolutely right. It does not say that. I mean, it does say what he said is that.
Wow.
I know. And you know, we've always pointed the finger at CrowdStrike, and this is the type of stuff Mueller's got a problem with. Did you look at the server? No. How did you come with the conclusion that it was the GRU? And it's going to be, well, CrowdStrike told us that. That's the best he can do. News Talk 93.1, more coming right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Live local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. This was a great show, by the way. Suits.
Oh, fantastic show.
The way they would film it, which was the, and it almost felt like it was black and white, but it really wasn't. But the way they used the shades of things was really good. Really, really good. Okay, let's see what else we got here, boys and girls. Oh, I didn't cut that other. Let's go to the second part of Tucker Carlson and Aaron Maté here on Facebook post by the Russians.
Wow, that's a lot of uncertainty at the center of a story the rest of us have been told for years is absolutely settled. This is settled science. This is the Earth is round kind of stuff. Like anyone who doubts it is a nutcase. Why are they pretending to know things that they don't know?
Well, because we have a media and political culture in this country where we're supposed to just believe what U.S. intelligence officials say on faith, no matter how many times that blows up in our faith. So in our face. So we all know what happened with the Iraq War.
Yes.
Intelligence officials, including Robert Mueller, because he was the head of the FBI, he testified before Congress that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. He was concerned that Saddam was going to transfer that to terrorists. We know how that turned out. John Brennan, who also played a key role in Russiagate, he was there at the CIA during the Iraq War fiasco. He didn't raise any objections. James Clapper was a U.S. intelligence official during the Iraq War. He claimed that there was intelligence showing that Saddam had moved his weapons of mass destruction into Syria. But despite this record of these people, and that we're supposed to now believe everything they say on faith, and we're supposed to take seriously, for example, when Robert Mueller says that this Russian social media campaign was part of a sweeping systematic effort to sow discord. When you look at what the Russian social media activity actually was. It was juvenile clickbait. They spent about $46,000 in Facebook ads on the election. And we're supposed to take seriously this notion that this juvenile clickbait that nobody saw, and it actually wasn't even about the election. It was targeted basically at certain demographics. We're supposed to believe that that influenced malleable American voters.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It really is ridiculous. And so that's why I like this guy so much, is that I had heard his name before. I'd never heard him speak or utter a word. But people were telling me that, no, this is the guy that kind of knows what everything is going on here. And he's kind of the keeper of the puzzle, the jigsaw puzzle here, and kind of knows how to put it back together.
And one thing I find very frustrating about all this is we keep hearing, like, the media repeat, James Comey did in that recent op-ed, Robert Mueller did in his press conference yesterday. We just want to reiterate that the Russian efforts to interfere in the election were sweeping and massive and blah, 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 blah. We just need to remember that as the American people. It's like, yeah, we've known that. We've known that probably
But it wasn't massive.
But it wasn't that massive, but we've known that interference fact since the end of 2016.
But Mueller went as far as to say all this was done to favor one candidate. And I really dispute that, particularly if you're going to say, well, because there's one thing where Putin is saying, we don't know how to get in contact with the Trump people. We don't know how to do that. Where then, if you think, listen to other Democrats, they're like, they were talking to him every single day and sharing recipe and yoga instructions.
But the thing that's happening, though, is that you could take Mueller's word for it, though it easily, as Monte's laying out here, could be disagreed with. And I don't know if Mueller actually has the hard and fast facts to back up the claim.
I don't think he does. I think Mueller is a mile wide and not even an inch thick.
But take what he says, just for the sake of argument, is what Mueller said is gospel. The reason we've been talking about this for 2 years isn't because the Russians interfered, because we've known that for 2 years. It didn't take the Mueller investigation to know all these details. The reason is that this has been a cudgel to beat the president over the head with. And that's why we know about this. And now that they don't have any sufficient evidence to back up any collusion conspiracy charge, not a sniff of it, then we go back to, well, it's just about making sure we really know what the Russians did. No, this is not why you did this for 2 years.
Well, let me tell you what they're... Like I said on Monday, they're rushing to the door to see who can get the information first. If Barr can get to the information first, it's basically going to defuse Mueller and all of those things, and they're going to say, basically, you can't even think about impeachment because everything was the fruit of the poisonous tree and had a bad beginning, and here's the proof of it.
Well, and there's a larger ramification I heard from, I believe, Ben Shapiro last night, is that where is the wall between a counterintelligence investigation where you can use FISA court and other intelligence means and methods, and then a criminal investigation? Because I believe there are different standards for getting warrants, for getting evidence, for getting all sorts of things when you're conducting an investigation. So now you can use the power of the Foreign Surveillance Court and so much of what U.S. intelligence does, not meant for U.S. citizens, to now bring around a criminal case against U.S. citizens.
The President of the United States?
Yes. It's a weird, blurry line, and this could have huge ramifications for the future.
David, I'm coming back to you. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show. Time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. More Democrats are calling for impeachment, with special counsel Robert Mueller saying yesterday he's not convinced President Trump did not commit a crime.
Calling impeachment a dirty, filthy, disgusting word. President Trump said Democrats can't bring charges against him because there were no high crimes.
Nothing but a witch hunt. This is a witch hunt by the media and the Democrats, their partners.
The president also said Robert Mueller should never have been chosen as special counsel.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. His lawyer says WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange was too sick to attend a live video court hearing in London.
WikiLeaks says it has grave concerns for Assange's health, saying he's lost a dramatic amount of weight and recently was unable to hold a normal conversation. Assange is jailed in Britain for jumping bail when he sought asylum at Ecuador's London embassy 7 years ago. The US wants him on charges of publishing secret documents.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much of a rain chance today, but it's the best chance we've seen in a few days. So a good bit of sunshine. Not quite as hot today with a high around 93. Some widely scattered storms for some lucky communities. Unfortunately, many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow through the weekend, the rain chances are way under 20%. Good bit of sunshine around. High temperature in the lower 90s as June begins. Lows at night in the upper 60s. And then Monday and Tuesday, low to mid-90s, still mainly dry, and getting a little hotter again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Thursday. Should we put headphones on him so he can see what you just did?
We could work on that, yeah.
Okay. He's masterful of that. So what he does is he does these inserts when we're doing rejoins back in. So I just did. And now back to the Dan Morris Show. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to David. Big John is in the studio learning how to operate the board because Joey-san is going to be going to New York, not the city, but the state of.
The state of. Saratoga Springs. My brother's getting married. I'm the best man. It's going to be a fun week.
I talked to somebody Tuesday that had been up in the Poconos, and they said the weather was spectacular.
I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be amazing.
It's a neat place. Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Start spreading the news.
Dun, 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 dun.
Hey, does everybody have amnesia about how Obama sent people to interfere in Ukraine with the election?
Yeah, and also don't forget about Israel, too.
Yeah, that too as well. And isn't former White House counsel just been charged with involvement?
In the Ukraine,
illicitly, yeah. In the Ukraine, yeah. And, the media is completely silent about that, about his complicity.
Yeah, and amnesia is a good word to use in that.
So I was just reading about that this morning, and I was thinking, I never remember hearing a peep in the mainstream media about any of this when it was going on back in, what, 2012, 2013?
Yeah.
I think it was back about then.
You know how the media is when it came down to Obama, they would see no evil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Speak no evil as well. So, anyway, have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. Appreciate you. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
The last guy stole my thunder. I was going to bring up the Israel thing. But I have one more item that I'm sure you would be interested in, Dan.
Yes?
We just came back from the Bahamas.
Oh, wow.
And Yaman. And the Fox News station has a sister network out there. And every day they post how much illegal immigration costs.
Oh, really?
They tell us by day and by the year. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Okay.
And let me ask you, well, first of all, okay, when you went to the Bahamas, were you there on a cruise?
Now, this was one of the days. But the cost
Jim.
Of the day
oh, God.
Was $252,635,200. That's in dollars, American dollars. $470. That's the illegal crossings. In 2019, that was $470,096. But the cost of the day, they're telling me it was $252 billion. That doesn't sound right, does it? Is it that high?
That sounds pretty high.
Well, if each one of them costs us $40,000, I mean the numbers add up real quick. And they also have a yearly one. Here's the yearly one. Total cost this year, $173,068,832. That's a lot of money.
That is
and
a lot
total
of money.
Illegal aliens in the U.S., 26 million.
So what were you doing in the Bahamas? Did you go on a cruise or did you fly down there or what?
It was our 49th anniversary.
All right.
And before I get so decrepit I won't be able to walk, I figured we better go there.
So
we went to the Atlantis.
Isn't that an incredible place?
Incredible. Yep.
Did you do the whole theme park? Did you do the slide
and the
tunnel?
I'm getting a hip replaced on July 22nd, so slide was off limits.
Ah.
So we did go down some of the slides.
Did you do the tunnel? Did you do the tunnel underneath the pool?
We did a tunnel that it was the Rapid River ride, and you can get on there from there. And when you go in there, it's when they send you down that chute, it's dead dark. You can't see anything. I was just holding on for dear life, and you're sitting in a darn tube, you know, with handles on it. It was fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I was saying, you know, what they do is they have a glass tube that is underneath the pool that has all the fish in it.
Yeah, we went through that.
Okay,
yep,
that's
saw
pretty
that.
Cool,
yep.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it was a great time. And heck, I'm 71 now. I better start doing stuff.
That's a great place to do it. Where else? Did you just stay at the Atlantis property, or were you off somewhere else also?
No, we went to the market and places like that, but, you know, those people are real craftsmen, and they're very happy. The Bohemian people are wonderful people.
They can make the heck out of a straw hat, I tell you that.
I'm telling you. Not only that, they hit them with a VAT. On everything they buy, they got a VAT.
Yeah.
You know what that is.
Yeah, value-added tax.
Yeah. So 12%, and it's planning on going to 15%. And these people are just as sweet as the day goes long. And they really don't need that. They ought to just make that. If you're a citizen there, they ought to lay off you. Because they ought to just, I hate to say it, they ought to just tax the tourists. They can afford it. Those people can't.
Well, that's what, you know, when you're particularly at Paradise Island, that part of the Bahamas is... It's all tourist dollars. I mean, it is amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's the whole deal. Yeah.
They're very, and it's kind of worth it to go to the poorer part of the island, which they have at the very northern part of the Grand Bahamas, where you go over the big bridge, but it is pretty bad.
And the other thing, when I got out of the airplane, I went to the Atlantis information center there, and they said they didn't have a complimentary ride to the hotel. And I was kind of mad about it, but, you know, once I was there a couple of days, it makes a lot of money for the people that are there, you know, the taxi guys. So I could see that. I mean, everybody's got to share that wealth that comes into their land. And not a bad idea. So they didn't have a courtesy shuttle. Too bad on me. You know, I paid the $45 taxi ride, but it was a pretty good ride. I mean, the island's only 21x7.
Right.
So it's not a big place.
But it's a pretty cool bridge, too, that you go over to get to Paradise Island.
Yeah. It sure was.
Did you do any glass-bottom boats?
No, we didn't do any of that. Actually, we kind of hit the rack early. Like, if we were out all day, that's more than we usually do. And 9 o'clock, it was lights out, pretty much.
Yeah. Did you do the casino?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they taught me a pretty good lesson there.
Do you remember which casino you went to? Was it the main one in Atlantis proper?
Yeah, it was the main one, but they're all combined together, I guess.
Yeah.
We stayed at the Coral.
Yeah.
So we just went into the one that was there, and every day I told my wife, hey, let's go and make $100. Well, it only happened one day.
Yeah, the main one at the very center that has a gigantic chandelier, that is such a decadent place. It's unbelievable. And you walk in, you just lose the concept of time.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no clock sticking there.
There you go. They don't want any clocks. They don't want any sunshine. They don't want you to know whether it's night or day.
Yeah, it's kind of slow during the day because everybody's out in the pool. But nighttime, it gets pretty busy.
Yep. Now, it's a great place. And if you really hunt around, you can find some great deals there.
On what?
On going to Atlantis. They have a thing where you can fly. They'll fly you from Atlanta directly to the Bahamas. You get courier service to Atlantis. You get to, you said you were at the Coral?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, that Coral is not the one that's the one that's on the other side, not on the beach side, right?
Oh, yeah, it's right on the beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not with the one.
Yeah, it's right on the right side. If you were looking from the ocean into the Atlantis, it would be on the total left side.
Okay. But they have one that's a oceanfront room with balcony that the total was like, and it came with everything, and you had all your meals and everything done, and it's like, per person, it's like $250 a person per night, which
per person?
Well, when you consider your airfares in there and all your food, that was a heck of a deal.
Oh, not too bad. How did you get that deal?
Because I travel and like to find good deals, I'm part of this subscription service. When they get deals, they send you something on it to let you know about it.
They give you a hot notice.
Yeah. So,
that's great.
Like when I had this stuff, I have friends that go to New York, and I get these great theater tickets. Like, a doctor friend of mine, I got him hooked up where he got to go see the Jersey Boys, which, you know, about Four Seasons.
Yeah, Four Seasons, yeah.
And he had seats that were 18 rows back from the stage, which is the perfect place to get. We got those things for $45 a ticket.
Jeez, that's fabulous.
And it's an early sitting, but it was great.
Yeah.
He appreciated it a lot.
Yeah. All right, Dano. Keep up the good work.
Jim, you have a wonderful day, my friend.
Okay.
News on 93.1 FM, Dan Marsh Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. Reminder, first-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. And Fresh Market has got the rotisserie chicken that is really delicious. $5. It's normally $7.99. Joey and I recommend that you get the Yukon potatoes. Particularly, I got the cheese potatoes last time.
So good.
They were really, really good. Heat those bad boys up in the microwave. Take that chicken, heat it up in the... what I do is I slice off the dark meat and eat the dark meat first.
Yes.
And put some gravy on it and heat it up in the oven. It's really, really good. And then, because the white meat is a little chewy for me being a cancer survivor. I'll take the white meat and I'll slice it, and then I'll heat it up in the oven, and then put it on toasted bread and make a chicken sandwich out of it.
I like to get the rotisserie chicken. I definitely go for the dark meat first as well, but I like to get some grapes and also some shaved Parmesan or Asiago cheese.
Ooh,
shave
Parmesan.
Some of that onto the plate and eat it with the chicken, then get the grape as a nice palate cleanser. It's great.
Ooh, I like it. I like it. I like it. Let me do this. Papa B, I'm going to give you plenty of running room, so I'm going to go to an early break. Demo show, we'll be back with Papa B right after this.
Place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Well, 272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's head back to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, Papa B, how are you?
I'm doing great, just super fantabulous, as usual. One of the best trips that I ever took was to Jamaica. And
come to Jamaica.
It was really nice. We went to one of those all-inclusive resorts.
Which one did you go to, Sandals?
Lord have mercy. I can't remember. It's been so long ago.
I just have mercy.
It wasn't Sandals, though, I don't believe. There's a couple of things I remember. I remember going, getting the ride from the airport to the resort. Brother, that was a cardiac moment right there. I mean, those little shuttles, they were moving, and nobody better get in the way because they will run you over. I don't know why, but they were trying to hustle us from Kingsport all the way to the resort in a big old hurry. And,
did you land in Kingston?
Kingston, excuse me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know where you are.
And, the other thing that struck me was just the extreme poverty.
It's incredible. I went there on a cruise, and any time we would visit someplace, I always wanted my kids to really see the land or the country we were in. So I hired a car and a driver, and we drove from Ocho Rio over to the other side, over the Blue Mountain, to the other coast. And there was a hurricane coming in. You could literally see the hurricane off the shore. But the poverty there was unbelievable. And my kids were stunned They had never seen anything like that. Same thing in Guatemala. But I have to tell this story to brag on my kids. The driver goes in, and he turns around and says, "Y'all want to go through a car wash?" And we said, "Yeah." So he pulls into this river, and there are these little kids there, and the little van we were in pulls in, and they wash the van. And then what you do is you tip the kids. Well, my kids were having so much fun, they got out, and they were helping him. So here are these little Jamaican kids with two white boys from Alabama washing cars together. And so they would come up. My son, who's kind of a natural at this, he would go, "Can you tip them, please?" And so they would hand him the money. And he would go, "Don't give it to me. Give it to them." And they would give the money, and they were doing great. It was such a great picture of unity, and it was just absolutely, it just did our hearts great to see that.
I love that. I love that. That's fantastic. You know, I don't know. I think there's a correlation here. I'm just going to say that there is. But the other thing that I noticed was that none of the women that had kids were married. They all had children that they didn't have a husband for, as far as I could tell. I mean, I asked several of them, "Oh, no, we don't." And I'm like, you know, this is the kind of thing that happens. When you take the male out of the equation, you know, in a marriage situation with kids, or a situation where just the woman is raising the kids, it's almost a guaranteed cycle for poverty. It's almost a guaranteed cycle for poverty. And I'm just going to have to say, I think that there's a correlation there. But at any rate, the place was beautiful. We had a great time. Snorkeling, you know, was fantastic. The water down there was just beyond description. Beautiful. So,
did you notice when you went down to the beach, did you notice any faint smells?
I can't recall.
You don't remember? That was one of the things that my kids were just blown away by. We went to this beach where we went snorkeling right down from the Margaritaville in Ocho Rios. And you could smell pot everywhere.
Oh. Yeah, I bet. It's like national pastime down there.
Yeah. And the ship warned us. They said, "Don't think, you know, if you're on the island, you can smoke, but do not bring it back to the ship. You bring it back to the ship, you will be arrested."
Oh, okay.
And so I turned to my son and said, "Did you hear that?"
Look, I want to ask you about this document dump, the FISA court stuff real quick. You know, it looks to me like they're going to try to slow roll it. Dan Coats and, you know, the inside gang there are trying to, you know, really put the brakes on here for, you know, putting out this information about the FISA court. Do you think they're going to be successful in slowing it down, Dan?
Well, here, it's interesting you said that. I played a cut from yesterday about it. The DNI really doesn't have a lot to do with that part. That is a document that originates from the Department of Justice and from the FBI. So DNI is not that involved in it. But now when you get into involvement with other intel from other countries, the Five Eyes in particular, then you've got DNI, CIA, and NSA involved in that. And that's where the slow roll is coming from. But it's not Dan Coats. That's why Trump did what he did, is he basically said to Barr, you've got the ability to look at everything. And then Dan Coats said, you know, we're going to cooperate, just keep our people safe. That's all he asked. And so I think they can hear the footsteps coming.
Okay. Because yesterday was supposed to be the day that everybody thought that, you know, we were going to know. But now, here it is, going on a week.
No, I never came up with yesterday was the day that we would know. I think my only target for this week was the possibility of IG report, but I think the IG report is going to be delayed until in one of Catherine Herod's comments to delay to the end of June, but I don't know. I'm getting kind of mixed signals in that.
You know, it's funny how justice system works in this country. When the justice system wants to move, if it's politically expedient for them to do so, and the political views that they have, boy, they can jump on it in a heartbeat. But if it turns out to be against the political points of view in their organizations, they can stammer and stall until the cows come home for any kind of movement.
When you say a bureaucratic system, one thing that was so frustrating to my friends that worked in these different departments is they would have these career people, and let's say you're at OSHA, and you wanted to get some information out of OSHA about a fine or something that had happened. It was like pulling teeth, and Thorne Ochter, who was the head of OSHA, he was the head of OSHA, and he's asking career people to go get this information, and they just wouldn't do it. They would just go, well, we can't find it, and... I mean, Thorne said it was the most ridiculous thing he had ever seen. And they just did not want the information to get out. They did not want you to know who the investigator was and the finding that they came out. Because he wanted to check because, he felt that the businesses were being treated improperly. And I think
that's
so, too.
Deep state. That's the deep state. That's what we mean by the deep state, And that's what I mean by the deep state anyway. All right, well, hopefully we're going to hear some good news here in the next day or so.
Well, I wouldn't suspect the next day or so, but I think I think things are moving in the absolute right direction.
Well, all right, Dan. I'm going to take your word for it.
Well, knowing the fullness of time. Thanks, Papa B. Rodney, hang on for me. I want to give you plenty of running room, so I'm going to take you... past the top of the hour. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass, Prattville location. Looking for that brand new car or truck? Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. Sales, sales, sales at Brubaker Motors. See what they've got, folks. I'm telling you, they're making great deals for you. Just tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They want to make you very, very happy. Going to be back with Rodney after our top of the hour break.
The Dan Morris Show.